I want you to turn to the book of Hebrews, and we're going to begin in chapter 12, verse 15. And if you're there, say amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, verse 15. And it reads this way. In the NIV version, it reads this way. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Heavenly Father, just want to thank you, Lord, for this word. Hallelujah. Father God, I just ask you, Lord God, that you lead this message, Lord God. And Father God, we are expecting you to do the miracle within each and every one of us, Lord God, so we can receive the inner healing that we need in order to continue to advance in your kingdom, Lord God. So we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to say, see to it, it says here, that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. He's speaking about here, the author of this book is speaking about a root of bitterness. So he's speaking about the soil of bitterness is really a heart issue, and it harbors hostility and does not deal with hurt by the grace of God. And when someone becomes bitter, the bitterness takes root in the heart and grows deeper and deeper and deeper if we do not deal with it, and if we don't face the root of bitterness. And the reality is that this world is full of people who have not dealt with an old hurt. So throughout my days, throughout my life, and sometimes in days past, in weeks past, in months past, I'm constantly asking the Lord, Lord, you know, look deep in my heart and see if there's anything in there that needs to be rooted out. Because a lot of us have been resentful. A lot of us are bitter about situations that may have happened to us in the past. For example, maybe when you were growing up, maybe your father left you and abandoned the home. Maybe your mother allowed something to happen to you as a child. Maybe you had a really bad breakup with your husband or boyfriend, or vice versa, with your girlfriend or wife. Maybe somebody that you trusted really hurt you when you were younger or even a young adult. Maybe you were abused or assaulted in your younger years or even as an adult even. You know, there's many reasons why people get bitter and become resentful. But today God is saying to you, you don't need to walk in that hurt any longer. And you may be saying to yourself, but I've already, you know, forgiven that person or the circumstance that took place, and I forgave that person. And maybe you have forgiven that person. Maybe you forgave that person or that situation or that circumstance, and maybe even you're resentful about yourself. Maybe you're bitter about yourself because maybe a while back or who knows, could have been, I don't know, for some of us, there are, we carry hurts from 35 years ago, from 40 years ago. We may be carrying hurts from 25, 20, 10 years ago. Am I speaking to somebody today? Am I speaking to somebody? That sometimes we carry hurts that we're not even aware of that we're carrying.
Amen.
Amen? And so you continue to carry, you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, but I forgave that person, okay? Well, maybe you were delivered from that situation. Maybe you were delivered and you forgave that person, but there's still a nest in the inside of you and you're still carrying a root of bitterness. Maybe you got delivered from the bitterness, but you never got healed from the root of bitterness. And if you as a believer and as a Christian don't get healed and don't receive the inner healing of God and don't walk in His grace and don't walk in His love, guess what? That root is going to continue to grow and grow and grow, even if you have been delivered from that bitterness, that anger, that resentment. The root is still there. And you know why? Well, how you know that the root of bitterness is still there? One, because you get easily offended. Yes, you get easily offended. You know why also the root of bitterness can still be there? Because something or someone can actually trigger you. And there you go. Bitterness starts to grow deeper and deeper. And instead of you reacting the right way towards bitterness, you actually turn away from it and you secretly or silently keep dealing with it within yourself, within your heart. But God is saying, no, this is the new year. We're 35 days into the new year. And God wants to root out the bitterness, maybe the resentment, maybe anger that you're still holding on to, that you've been carrying for years and years and years. And subconsciously, you don't even know that it's there. In your mind, you're saying to yourself, yeah, but I already forgave my dad for leaving my mom. Or I already forgave my dad for cheating on my mom. Or I already forgave my mom for cheating on my dad. Or I already forgave my mom for allowing the situation to happen. But yet, when something reminds you of that situation, it triggers you, and there again, you become bitter. And bitterness causes people to turn away from God. And that is very easily seen, because the Word of God says, by the fruit, you shall know them. And if there's not good fruit being spoken out of you, then there's gotta be something that is troubling you. There could be some bitterness that is still troubling you. There could be some anger. There could be some offense that is still troubling you. But you're only hurting yourself, because you are actually turning away from God instead of turning towards God. And we need to guard ourselves from that bitterness. We have to guard against bitterness in your own heart, because it is present and it is among God's people. Amen. I'm constantly asking the Lord, you know, search my heart and show me if there's anything that is still festering in the inside of me, and if there's still a root of anything God help me to root it out. So I'm constantly, because, you know, the reality is that a lot of us, we don't want to face the pain. We don't want to face the hurt that we've gone through. But the only way to begin to heal is to face those situations, to go back and confront them, to go back and forgive. Maybe you need to forgive yourself for a mistake that you did maybe 20 years ago, and you're still carrying that little seed of bitterness against yourself. Or you still carry that little bit of unforgiveness against yourself. It happens, church, it happens. It happens. And God wants to free you from that today. Amen. This is a new year. 35 days into the new year. We got less than 11 months left for 2025 to enter in. But in the interim, God wants you to advance this year. God wants you to move forward. God wants you to be all that He called you to be. God wants you to walk in your healing. God wants you to be well. Amen. And many scientists and even the Word of God will tell you that bitterness, anger, amen, can cause your body to become sick. Because bitterness is a poison. Bitterness spoils and taints you if you don't deal with it. So the only way to deal with that root of bitterness, you have to hand it over to God. You have to allow the grace of God to take over. You have to allow the Spirit of God to walk you through it. It may not happen overnight, but it can happen. Amen. God wants you to be free from that resentment, from that bitterness, from that offense that you maybe have been carrying for years. And in your mind said, I took care of it. But in reality, there's still a nest in the inside of you that continues to trigger you and target you. But God doesn't want that. Instead of being triggered, going from trigger to trigger, God wants you to go from glory to glory. Amen? And the only way you can do that, we need to confront whatever anger, whatever bitterness, the hurts that maybe people have caused you, the suffering that maybe people placed on you, maybe some pain that you suffered, whatever that suffering is, whatever that root of anger is that is present there, God wants you to get rid of it. And you can't do it, God can do it for you. But you have to give it to God. You have to release it to God. Amen? Amen. Because a bitter root is a root of poison. And if you're carrying a bitter root will bring harm to the church. A root may be small and may be slow in growth, but it carries poison. It's malignant and it's dangerous. And in this book, hallelujah, you know, this book is speaking to the church of God. Be careful that you don't fall short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up in the inside of you and causes you more trouble and causes you more hurt and causes you more harm. Because when you allow this bitterness to fester in the inside of you, you may defile other people. Amen. You know, there's a lot of times you may see people in the church. Amen. And they may be all smiles, but only God knows their hearts. Only God knows what's really, truly inside of their hearts. Only God knows what is troubling that person. Only God knows. And sometimes by the way people speak, you can tell what's that they're easily bothered. I mean, you can say something without meaning any harm to somebody, and right away they get offended. Why? Because maybe you trigger something that was already in there. Maybe you trigger something that has caused them pain in the past, or it's a reminder of what happened to them in the past. And in reality, that root of bitterness is still festering in the inside of them. But we need to guard ourselves. We need to guard our hearts. Amen. And the only way you're going to heal from that is to give it to God. Amen. Because Amen. The heart and the mind, they're powerful. And look at what Proverbs, if you turn to Proverbs 4:23, look at what it says about the heart. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Amen? Amen. So in other words, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Amen. So we can tell the way people speak. We can tell right away, oh my God, why, you know, I didn't mean any harm. I mean, I just said A, B, and C, and you got so ticked, you got so offended by what I said, but it wasn't something I did intentional. But in the inside of them, sometimes we don't even know that we have bitterness inside of us. And yet when you speak out of your heart, that form of bitterness kind of spews out of your mouth. Because you haven't dealt with that issue in the past. And you continue to carry, so you become easily offended. You begin to speak what you have stored up inside your heart. So if there's anything spoiling in the inside of you, if there's any spoils, or if there's anything that's still in the inside of you that is causing you harm, that is causing you pain, that is causing you hurt, it's going to come out in the way you speak. It's going to come out how you speak about other people. It's going to come out in situations, at home, outside of home, in your jobs. Amen. You know, when we see road rage on the road, you know people, you know, road rage, there's anger, they people cut you off and all that. You know, I really believe that these are people that are dealing with anger on the road, because they won't deal with anger at their home. So then they take out that anger on the road, or they take out that anger on other people. And a lot of people are innocent victims of somebody else's bitterness. And maybe this bitterness was passed on, because maybe the way your parents reacted, or maybe the way your grandfather or grandmother reacted with bitterness and anger is the same way you learn how to react with bitterness and anger. So now you're carrying those same symptoms. Now you're carrying them into your own family unit's life. And now you're passing it on to your children's life. And now they're watching you deal with anger and bitterness in that way. So now when something angers them, now they're gonna become bitter, and they become resentful because they witness you become bitter and resentful. You stop talking to John Joe, or you stop talking to Jane because they hurt you, because they did this to you. So now you're not going to speak to them. But in reality, what you're doing, you're pulling away. You're not confronting the situation. And when in fact, God wants you to restore the situation, God wants you to reconcile the situation. Amen. God wants you to be free from that situation. There's nothing too great that God cannot fix. Amen. God wants you to get rid of that root of bitterness. That's the root of anger. That's the root of offense. Whatever that root is, God wants to root it out from you today. Amen? Because he doesn't want to start this brand new year being held back, because the reality is the if there's still a root of bitterness, a root of anger, amen, it's going to stop you from advancing in the kingdom, because the root of bitterness keeps you away from the grace of God. It keeps you away, and it makes you turn away from God, from the very person, amen, that can help you deal with this root of the problem. Hallelujah. So if you don't deal with that root, it's going to continue to fester and grow and fester and grow. Amen. So if anyone is going through some sicknesses or some symptoms or of whatever it is that you're going through, there is an issue of the heart. It can cause high blood pressure. It can cause diabetes. It can cause hypertension. So this morning, the Lord wants you to look deep. Maybe as I'm speaking to you, as the Lord's word is coming forth, amen, maybe God is taking you back to a certain situation. Maybe God is bringing into your remembrance a certain situation that happened to you, or a certain situation that you witnessed. Sometimes, and let me add this to it, sometimes you're not the victim of bitterness, but you take on the victim's bitterness unto you. Amen. Let me give you an example. Sometimes, you know, and I say this when I counsel married couples before I marry them, I always want to sit with them. And one of the things that I counsel them about is, listen, when you both are in disagreement or you have an issue among yourselves, keep it to yourselves. Don't go running to your parent. And say, hey, you know, do you know that my husband did this? Or do you know that my wife did this to me? And we don't agree. And we can't, we just keep fighting and arguing. And there's, you know, he's not going to give in. She's not giving in. And you speak to your parents about this. And little do the parent know, now they get angry at their daughter's spouse or at their son's spouse. But then a week later, the spouse, the husband and wife reconcile. But now the parent now has some bitterness against the spouse that did harm to their son or daughter. So sometimes it's not directly, you know, done to you, but now you begin to carry that root of bitterness because of somebody did something to somebody that you loved. No. You cannot pick up anybody else's bitterness. You know, if somebody gets angry at another person, it's not your job to get angry at that person too. No, your job is to bring reconciliation, somehow bring restoration, somehow, you know, talk to the person. Listen, I think you need to go to that person, try to reconcile, try to communicate, try to talk it out. And see if if you guys can fix this. Because God is a God of unity. God is not a God of division. God is a God of restoration, of reconciliation. Amen. So sometimes we tend to carry things that and we take it upon our own hands to get revenge for the person that we love. And God is saying, no. That's not your problem. That's my problem. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I'm your vindicator. I'm their vindicator. I will bring justice to the situation. You don't need to step in. You don't need to take my place. You're not a savior. I am. You're not the champion. I am. I am the champion over all sickness, over all disease, over all bitterness, over all anger. I am the champion of it all because I can heal all that. You can't. Amen. You can't. We can't. We got to run to God. Only God can help us to heal from that. And a lot of us need inner healing. A lot of us are carrying stuff from years ago. And God wants you to deliver you completely and make you free from all of it today. Today.
Amen.
Because Jesus is the only one that can heal you. No one else can. Only God. Only God. You remember, I think this was quite a few years ago when we were in Dorcas's house, and I really asked, and I asked the Lord, Lord, why, you know, I feel like I'm not myself. I feel like I've turned away from you. I feel like, you know, what's happening? What's in the inside of me that is making me feel this way? And God was very clear. He showed me visions, because the way God speaks to me, as I read something, he will show me a picture and he will show me a vision. And in that picture, as I'm looking at a picture, the Lord is speaking to me and he's saying, you envy married couples because your marriage never lasted. And I literally, I had to confront that, and I had no idea that I was carrying that seed of maybe envy and jealousy, bitterness maybe, because my husband went to be with the Lord too soon.
Amen.
Amen. And I didn't know that. But when the Lord exposed that truth to me, I had to repent. And not only that, I went, and you know, I went to the church and I repented and then I asked for forgiveness. I went to my brothers and sisters, because all three are married. Amen. And I literally, and I said, I'm so sorry. This is what happened. This is what the Lord showed me. But I'm here to tell you, I, you know, forgive me. Amen. And this is what happens. There are things that sometimes is so deep rooted in the inside of us. And God wants to take today this opportunity to say no more. That root has to come out. Whether it's anger, whether it's bitterness, whether it's resentment. Maybe some of us are still bitter against God. Because maybe God didn't do what you thought he should have done way back when. Or for any other reason. Maybe you resent God for some reason. Maybe you're still bitter with him. You may not show it. Because we Christians, we have a good way of covering up a lot of things. But guess what? God knows it. God knows it all. God knows your heart. God knows what you're thinking. God knows what you're going to think tomorrow. God knows everything about you. Everything about you. You may be fooling people, but you are not fooling God. And if you're not advancing, moving forward, then you got to look at your life and say, what is happening? What is happening? God, show me. God, show me. That's what King David said, Lord, search my heart and see if there's anything wicked in it, anything that I need to expose, anything that I need to deal with, anything that I need to face. Lord, search my heart and let's root it out together. Amen. Because one, you have to be willing for the Lord to look deep inside of you and root that out. And God is the only one that can root it out. But I tell you today that whatever root you have, whatever bitter root you have in the inside of you has to come out. It has to come out. God wants you to bask in the spirit of fruit, not the spirit of wound. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you getting this message today? Amen. Am I speaking to somebody today?
Amen.
And you may be asking, but God, where were you? when I was molested as a little girl? Where were you when I was raped? Where were you when my father left me? Where were you when I was in the cold? Where were you when I was hungry? Where were you, God? Where were you during an accident and I lost my spouse? Where were you, God, when I lost my child? Where were you, God? And God is saying right now today, he's saying, I'm right here. I'm right here, right now. I never desire what they did to you. But I will turn what the enemy meant for evil and turn it around for your good, says the Lord.
Amen.
So God wants you to receive his love. He wants you to receive his healing. He wants you to receive restoration. He wants you to redeem you from that hurt, from that bitterness. Today.
Amen.
Not tomorrow, not tonight, today. Amen. Only God can do the work that man can't do. Hallelujah. Let's go back to let's go back to Proverbs 12. I mean Hebrews 12, I'm sorry. Hebrews 12, and look at what verse 14, the one right above it. It says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Amen? Pursue peace. God wants you to remain in peace. Pursue the peace of God. Remain in his joy. Remain in his holiness. You know, the word of God says, be holy for I am holy. You can walk in God's holiness because you were made righteous. Hallelujah. When you accepted the Lord, you were made righteous. You became a saint in his eyes. A saint is a daughter or son of the Most High God, amen, that walks in his holiness. You're not holy on your own. You're holy because God calls you holy, because the holiness of God is living in the inside of you. Inside of you, there's a temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, amen. So God says, pursue holiness. He's saying, consecrate yourself. Walk in holiness. Walk in peace. Consecrate yourself. Sanctify yourself. Allow the living waters of my spirit to wash and cleanse you daily. Daily. We need a cleansing of the Lord daily. Daily in the morning, we got to go to God and say, God, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your grace because your grace is sufficient for me. God, thank you because your mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Lord, because I have a healed heart. Thank you, Lord, that nothing, no weapon formed against me can prosper in the name of Jesus. You got to begin to declare the word of God over your life. You got to begin to guard your heart. Amen. Because the enemy is out to destroy, kill, and steal your joy. He's out there. He wants to kill your peace. He wants to destroy you, period. Amen. We are a threat to the enemy because we are believers of the Most High God, because we are advancing the kingdom. And the only way you can advance in the kingdom of God, you need to root out all bitterness from your heart.
Amen.
There's no more room to hold that in because that's not who you are. You carry the fruit of the Spirit. You don't carry a fruit of bitterness. It has to come out. Don't carry a spirit of wounds in the inside of you. Don't carry a spirit of hurt in the inside of you. Don't carry a spirit of anger in the inside of you. It has to be rooted out. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Church, is so important to deal with the sins of the heart. It is so important to learn how to react to situations and not allow them to trigger you. Don't allow these targets to trigger you and take you out from pursuing the peace of God, from pursuing the holiness of God, from standing righteously in front of God. Don't allow anything to bring you shame, guilt, or condemnation. No, that's not of God. God wants you to pursue holiness. God made you righteous in Christ. We got to stand in our righteousness. We got to know who we are in Christ. You got to know your identity. That no weapon can harm you anymore. No weapon can prosper in the inside of you no more. You got to know when you are triggered, you got to face that trigger, whatever it is, whether it's anger, offense, bitterness, whatever it is, you need to take that, rebuke it, command it. It's got to go because it cannot take root and it cannot take place in your heart. You got to let it go and let God.
Amen.
Let it go and let God, because you can't do it. See, the enemy can tempt you, but he can't make you do something. You have a choice. So you can either get angry and get bitter, or you can just say, nope, I'm not receiving that. I'm letting go of that. That will not take root in my spirit.
Amen.
It's you decide. It's your body, it's your temple, but we got to be mindful that is God's body, God's spirit living in the inside of you. Holiness is living in the inside of you. Amen. God wants you to turn to him, not turn away from him. So we got to be very mindful that when bitterness tries to come back into our hearts, you've got to be mindful that you cannot allow that. Amen?
Amen.
Because that will turn you away from God.
That's
Amen?
Right.
And it doesn't happen. It happens very subtly. Amen? It happens slowly. Remember, the root of bitterness, it grows very slowly, but it's there, but it's present. Amen? And that needs to be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Because God wants you well. God wants you to advance.
Amen.
God wants the best for you. God Amen. Wants you to live in joy, live in peace. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God wants you to walk in the fruit of his spirit. Amen. God wants you to overcome these trials and tribulations, overcome by the power of the blood. We overcome by the living God. We overcome, hallelujah, the hurt and the anger with the help of the Spirit, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. God wants you to walk in freedom, not in condemnation. God wants you to walk in freedom, not in guilt. God wants you to walk in freedom, not in shame. God wants you to walk in freedom, not in bitterness. God wants you to walk in freedom, not in anger. God wants you to walk in freedom, not in offense. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And those things can easily, you can easily digest those things if you don't confront them right away when it happens. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the reality is, when we read the word of God, and I don't know exactly, but what comes to mind, I don't know exactly what scriptures, but when we read the word of God in the Old Testament, remember how Saul, who was the first king of Israel, and then there was David that was going to become the second king in line. But we read in the Word of God how the women, because King David was able to slay more people than Saul was, you know, the women started singing, and Saul became very angry and very bitter against David, because the women were saying, "Hey, David has slain Saul has slain so many, but David has slain
10,000."
Amen. Yeah, and then so Saul became very bitter to the point that he went out to kill him.
David
came so bitter that he wanted to come out and kill him. And he went after it, and every second he had a chance to kill him. So if you don't deal with bitterness, it turns into really ugly anger, and anger can cause you to even kill an innocent person. Amen? And this is what happened also in the house of David when he began to have family. How his daughter Tamar, hallelujah, and his son got involved, but it was really, I believe his name was Amnon, amen, the son of David, where he assaulted and raped his own sister. Yes, she was half-sister, but she was still his sister. And David did nothing about it. Didn't confront Amnon about this disgrace. Didn't do anything about it. And here we have a young girl, innocent girl, that had just been hurt, and then when that very thing happened, that very day, and I believe it's in 1 Kings, that story, that very day, Anna looked at her and said, "Get the heck out. I don't want you in my room. Get out." Resentment started building into the same victimizer, amen, because he's the one, he's the predator, hallelujah. He caused the harm to his own sister, but then now the other sibling, Absalom, amen, came into the picture and then took matters into his own hand and went against his brother. Amen. Instead of going against David and say, "Hey, Dad, why did you allow this to happen? Why haven't you intervened in this situation?" So let me tell you, if we as Christians don't deal with the root of bitterness and anger and offense, it can lead to other things. So we have to be mindful that we don't pick up other people's bitterness and that we don't become bitter ourselves. Amen? Because it can cause harm later on. And not only that, you continue to pass it on to your children and to your children's children when you don't deal with that root of bitterness. And God is saying today, it stops today. It is done with. Amen. You got to let go and let God. Allow God. If this message brought to your remembrance anything, if it triggered you, if it brought into remembrance any situation, God wants to heal that. God wants to do an inner healing in the inside of you. Amen. Because you cannot advance. You cannot continue to carry that root any longer. God wants you to walk in freedom. God wants you to walk in your healing. God wants you to walk in peace and in joy. Amen. So you can move forward. So your body can begin to heal. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Word of God says that the heart knows its own bitterness. And the stranger does not share in that joy. The heart can be very deceitful. Amen. And it can fool you, but it can never fool God. The Word of God says, "Tell me who you're with, and I'll tell you who you are." So we have to be mindful that if somebody, if you see somebody that is walking in some sort of anger or bitterness or resentment, that, hey, pull them over and say, "Hey, what's happening? What's going on in the inside of you?" Instead of just sweeping it under the rug and ignoring that situation that can actually continue to fester and poison other people in the family, or continue to poison and taint you in a way that you just can't, you keep getting stuck, you can't move forward. But God wants you to move forward, move forward. Amen. God wants you to walk in your healing, in your freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if this message brought anything back, anything into remembrance, just know God is saying to you, I'm right here, right now. God is saying to you, I'm not justifying what happened. What happened was wrong, but I've never meant for that to happen. I'm a good father, and I'm here right now for you. I want you to receive the healing that is already there for you. Hallelujah. I want you to walk in peace. I want you to walk in joy. So let go and let me in so I can do the work that only I can do. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So this is what we're going to do, church. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take communion. And then I'm going to pray after. I'm going to take communion. And while we're preparing for communion right now, I just want you to take a minute and just examine your hearts. Close your eyes for now. Examine your hearts. If there's anyone that you need to forgive, forgive. Like the Lord says, you know, don't bring an offering to the altar if you still have not reconciled with your brother. Amen. Maybe that person hurt you tremendously. Maybe that person caused you some pain and suffering. Maybe that person is no longer alive, but you haven't truly forgiven them. Forgive them. I know people may have meant harm, but the Lord will turn that around for your good, for you good today. Amen. Just examine your hearts right now. It's between you and God. Give it to God. Give all your hurts to God. Give all the pain, the suffering, give it to God. Even those that have offended you, give it to God. Turn to God right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father. Just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because in this supper, Lord God, the cracker and the bread that we're about to partake represents your body, Lord God. Your body that was broken. Your body that was bruised. Your body that went through so much suffering that our minds cannot even comprehend, Lord God. And Father God, as we partake of your body today, Lord God, we are receiving that which you already provided for healing. We are receiving your healing, Lord God. We receive your body, Lord God. We receive your spirit, Lord God. We receive total healing as we partake of the body of Christ. So let us partake right now, church, the body of Christ. And Lord God, this juice, Lord God, right now, that as we partake it, Lord God, right now, we are being cleansed. We are being washed by the blood of the Lamb, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that all that bitterness, all that anger, all that offense, all that has been deep rooted in the inside of me is no longer there. Because by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, you are purifying my body, you're purifying myself, you're purifying my heart, and that has to come out in the name of Jesus. Because we are right now, we are in the new covenant, your new covenant of grace. Of grace. And Lord God, we turn to the grace of God right now, Lord God, and we receive, Lord God, your forgiveness. We receive total healing. We receive the blood of Jesus as we partake unto it now. Let us partake of the blood of the Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you for the elements that we have partaken, Lord God. Father God, we just receive your healing right now today, Lord God, that every root of bitterness, every root of offense, every root of anger has to come out in Jesus' name. It is gone in the name of Jesus because it has been rooted out. We have been cleansed. We have been washed. We have been consecrated by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, for our total healing, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that by Jesus' wounds we are healed, and healing is ours today, Lord God, right now, Lord God. So Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because you brought things into our remembrance today that needed to come out. So Father, we thank you for our freedom, the freedom to walk in the fruit of the Spirit and not the fruit of our wounds in the name of Jesus. So we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we thank you, Lord God, for the freedom that you have given us to go ahead and move forward in your kingdom glory. So Lord God, we just give you the honor and praise in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory to God.
Amen.